Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We got a lot. What demons do to you, and you don't even know what they're doing? How do they interact with your personality? How does a spirit control you when yet you don't know that it's controlling you? We're going to bring prayer in by Sister Maureen, and then we're going to have one song and get into the Word of God.
Thank you, Father, for your word. You are the living word. Father, I pray that your word brings salvation, healing, and deliverance tonight. I pray that the Holy Spirit empower your speaker to share with clarity and boldness. Prepare our hearts for your word. May our minds be alert and clear and our hearts become receptive. Let every thought be brought into captivity to the glory of your Son, Jesus. In the name of your divine Son, Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. We're going to get ready. One song, because I got a lot of connections to do. Praise God and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We are streaming on four streams. One, www.livedeliverance.com. Two, YouTube. Go to YouTube and type in Emmett Overton and you'll see a live stream and we are on. Also, we're in Blog Talk Radio, air code 646-378-1857. Blog Talk Radio and, of course, on air for 15 years, www.live, L-I-V-E, deliverance, D-E-L-I-V-E-R-A-N-C-E. So we're back on YouTube. Thank the Lord for that. Tell everybody to come to www.livedeliverance.com. That's our 24-hour-a-day internet radio station. That is 24 hours a day, and you will be able to listen to it. On live stream, we are also at Facebook in our live streaming. We're streaming in Facebook right now. We're streaming on YouTube right now and livedeliverance.com and Blog Talk. You can call in 646-378-1857. It's now time to get into the Word of God. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. How God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, and that who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Lord, use me as your oracle. We ask that the power of the Holy Spirit manifest itself and use me, Lord, according to your will. We take authority over every demonic spirit that will try to come to attack the hearer, and we bind all evil forces of electronical shutdowns. We send it back to the sender in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. What does demons do to you? We have a wonderful example of what they did to this person in the Bible. and we use scriptures, and we're also going to tell you about believers and demons and power that you have over them. I don't care what is your situation. It can be changed. Your situation can be changed. Your situation can be changed. So I'm going to be looking in two cameras because I got two computers sitting in my face. So if you see I'm looking in one way, I'm still getting the word out. Amen. Now, demons enter through male semen. How you think that they get into the woman? Through the male. Our fathers have sinned, we bore the iniquity. They enter through male semen. And what they'll do is to set themselves up in you as soon as you're born. We are under an attack, and a lot of people don't even realize it. And it's so sad that most pastors don't even want to deal with the ministry of deliverance. Most people who have problems that need deliverance, especially in the areas of schizophrenia, medication, it's good to take it, but it don't really, you know, totally clear you. It'll suppress it when you should take it. I'm not a doctor, but the Lord can deliver you from anything. I had schizophrenia and still going through areas of deliverance in areas of my personality. I'm going through deliverance every day. If we really be real with each other, I'm not trying to be a religious person or, oh, he's a righteous pastor. Look, I'm human just like you. Don't set me in no position like that. We all deal with evil spirits. Now, let's look at what demons can do to you. Now, we're going to give you an example of what happened and what they did to this particular person in Mark chapter 5. Now, in Mark chapter 5, it says, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of Gershonites. I was there in Israel. I've been there, and believe me, get a chance to go to Israel. It will totally change your ministry. It'll change your life. As a matter of fact, before I went to Israel, the radio station was Fellowship of Deliverance, internetradio.com. And I was worshiping on Sundays. When I got back, he told me, don't you ever. And he taught me through his word about the Sabbath. And he said, when you come back, Fellowship of Deliverance and that radio will be on my Sabbath. I've never had the Sabbath in my life. I never knew anything about the Sabbath. I was born Roman Catholic, born into Catholicism. And I did not know and never heard the word Sabbath. Even when I was with Pastor Wayne, I knew it, but not really know it. And when God called me into this ministry, he told me to start honoring that. And I don't know why God told me to say that, but I said it. Amen. All right, Mark chapter 5. And they came over into the other side of the sea, into the country of Gershonites. And when he was come out of the ship immediately. Now, I want you to see this word immediately. Demon's speed is a lot more different than the natural speed of a human being. As soon as the Lord begins to do something in your life or trying to do something in your life, Satan comes to counteract it very quick, very quick. We see it in Job chapter 1, but he no longer has access to the heavens. And we also see this quickly, immediately in Mark chapter 4, verse 15. And these are they by the wayside when they heard the word is sown. But when they heard it, Satan come immediately and taken away the word that was sown in their hearts. He's very quick. So we got to catch up with the enemy. We have the authority. We have the power. Now let's look at this in verse 3. Who had his dwellings among the tombs? Now what human beings would want to live in the tombs? Certain demons will put people in positions of worship. Music, you get caught up with the wrong type of music, and you don't know that it's demon oppression. Now, here this guy is in the tombs. Why would the demon want him in the tombs? Well, what does the tombs represent? It represents death. So that's just the spirit of death was upon this person. Because he's in a tomb. A normal person would need to be in a tomb. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of a tomb. Out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bound him, no, not with chains. Supernatural strength can show you that you may be oppressed with spirits and have one. Now, some of you may get angry, get mad. I had a guy told me a 147-pound man can get so angry, he can take his fist and hit an aluminum refrigerator. And dent it, And then when he got through realizing, he didn't know that he had that strength. Demons give humans unnatural strength. Those are signs that you could bring oppression in your life. Because it had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. It's a demon. The demon is in this man's personality, anger. The devil will get people to get angry. He will get you to say or get someone to say something that's going to rattle you, going to get you all upset and get you all in the flesh, and your soul go at it. They will use your soul to attack your spirit. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we have a body, mind, soul, and spirit. Evil thoughts, according to Ezekiel 38:10, they come in through evil thoughts. They will continue to do the same thing over and over and over until they penetrate. So what you have to do is be aware of that. Every negative emotion, I don't care who you are, where you at, every negative emotion, is demonic. Every negative emotion is demonic. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself. This is self-mutilization. We have young people today that does this. Now, why would the devil have this man, and always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones all day? Because Satan has a hate toward mankind. Don't let him get you like this, because you don't have to go through this. Any of you who have any mental problems, any mental sickness, physical, it doesn't matter. There's an answer for every cure that mankind suffers from. It is the word of God and the ministry of deliverance. And when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Now, that's not really true worship. It's a put on. Demons are good. They'll do you like that. They will put on to you. And if you don't recognize that they're doing it, you will get yourself in some trouble and be doing things you don't want to do. And cry with a loud voice, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of the Most High? God, I adjure thee by God, that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thy unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legions, for we are many. So there are many different demons can operate in a human being. You can have the demon of anger, the demon of lust operating in you, the demon of pride, the demon of selfishness, unforgiveness, murder, malice, hate, the demon of jealousy. It doesn't matter. Each demon works together within you and would build up in your personality. So if they know that you're going to want to get upset, they're going to do everything they can to get you upset so you can lose your peace. See, Jesus says, come unto me, all who are heavy laden, Matthew 11:28, and I will give you rest. You can't get rest when you're being oppressed. And some people don't realize that they're being oppressed with demonic spirits. I remember when I was going through, this spirit was attacking me, and it kept, man, these things kept coming at me. I was trying to get free with the spirit, and they'll keep bringing the same thought or some temptation to you over and over and over, and they'll try to press you, and they'll try to press you, and try to press you so you can yield into it, and then you become a slave to whatever that spirit is controlling you, even though that you're a born-again Christian. We have Christians with anger issues. We have Christians with alcohol issues. We have Christians with gluttony issue. We have Christians with all kinds of sins, all kinds of evil. And you have to tell yourself, how do I know if I'm being used by the devil and not know it? Who am I? See, your life, now, in order for you to really get totally free from these evil spirits operating within you, is to recognize, one, is that your life is hidden in Christ, your true life. The life that you live in, struggling with the flesh, that's what the demons attack, so that you won't have peace or have a perfect will that God has for you. Their job is to detour you to the wrong way by sinful appetites, by patterns of your soul, patterns of your personality that needs to be changed or corrected. And if you can't change it, then you'll be oppressed by evil spirits. There are a lot of people that have spirits in them, and they can't recognize that they have it. Another way that you will be able to recognize you have evil spirits is that you need to please get the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Get the gifts, because the devil don't like the gifts, okay? He doesn't like the gifts. Satan hates these gifts because these gifts can impart upon you power, dynamis, to deal with the demons that's attacking your soul. They attack your soul, your personality. Go look at that woman. Go get you something to eat. You ain't even hungry. And they're talking to you. What you did in high school. I had a pastor call me other week. He said, they were talking about high school. What are you going to do tomorrow? How am I going to get something to eat? Where am I going? And he said he can just hear them demons constantly talk to him. Oh, go get you something to eat. He's battling with gluttony. Go get you another burger. Get one more. You can exercise tomorrow. And the demon telling him that, and he's not casting down that thought. When you don't cast down the thought, they will penetrate. They will penetrate your armor if you do not cast down the thought. People, you have to remember that a third of your personality is made up of demonic spirits. I hate to say that. Until God gets you be reborn again, and to the Lord, you allow yourself to become saved and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you got to cleanse your spirit and your flesh, because it's filthy. Our flesh and spirit is filthy. And the demons feed off of that. Now, that is biblical. I can show you that that is in the Bible. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, the Bible plainly says, "And having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us." Now look at the us. Who is the us? The us is the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now just little one word, us, is important to show you something, because us is the Holy Spirit. And what God is trying to show you is that the Holy Spirit and the Godhead can cleanse you. Now this little one word, us, is very important, because it lights up the board of that's the Holy Ghost and God and Jesus together, because it's the same us in Genesis chapter 1:26 saying the same thing. So if we go to Genesis chapter 1 and we will go to verse 26, the Bible tells us, and God says, let us, that's Jesus, let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the earth. So the us is Jesus. So a lot of people are trying to get free from their problems without Jesus being involved, which is the ministry of deliverance. Because this ministry identifies the demons. This ministry calls them out. This ministry shows you how to get free. This ministry shows you how to protect yourself with the arm of God. I couldn't be a Christian without having the ministry of deliverance. It's just impossible to be a Christian without the Word of God, without the power of the Holy Spirit. It is impossible for you to serve God effectively without these gifts. You need gifts. Amen? You need gifts. We all need the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, we have dominion over the enemy. And most Christians fail to understand that because it's not a diet in the church. It's not a big, heavy diet in some of these churches, and people are lacking to understand the power that we have. Now, I like the book of Mark. This is my favorite book because it really shows a lot of warfare that Jesus did on earth dealing with demons. One of the primary emphases in Mark's gospel is Jesus overriding concerning the defeat of Satan and his demonic powers in Mark 3:27. There's a phase of binding the strong man, Satan, and spoiling and robbing his house, setting free of those who are enslaved to Satan. The power over Satan is done and can be done and can get victory through the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. The New Testament frequently refers to those who are suffering from Satan's oppression and influences because of the indwelling of an evil spirit, and to Jesus' conflicts with demons in the Gospel of Mark. I've never heard a Baptist pastor teach the Gospel of Mark about demons. Never, ever in my life. I never heard a Roman Catholic priest teach anything on Jesus until I heard a man named Derek Prince and Pastor Wayne Thompson. Never in my life did I hear this. Now, the Bible gives us numerous examples of these encounters that Jesus dealt with evil spirits, so you can learn how to do the same thing. Jesus says, what I should do, you should do. And you need to know when a demonic spirit is talking through your mind. You need to know when a spirit is pushing you to do something that you don't want to do. Now, the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit lusts against the flesh, and they're contrary one to another. You have to also understand that it could be the flesh that's promoting the demons to get legal right. So fasting does a lot of correction on that. Study Isaiah 58 when you fast. Amen. It breaks a lot of yoke. It brings healing. And that's the victory to crucify the flesh. Scriptures that shows the confrontation of Jesus with demons is in Mark 1, 23 through 28, Mark 1, 32 through 34, Mark 1, 39, when he preached in the synagogue, he preached and teached in the synagogue on the Sabbath. Mark chapter 3, verse 10 through 12, Mark chapter 3, verse 14 through 15, Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 20, Mark chapter 6, verse 7, 6, 13, Mark chapter 7, verse 24 through 30, Mark chapter 9, verse 14 through 29, and Mark 16, 17. Demons are evil spirits who have personalities and intelligence, and what they try to do is to mingle in your personality and in your intelligence and interfere with your communications with God. This is why Jesus had to die, so that he can destroy the works of the devil. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, Acts 10:38, and oppression. Demons oppress the personality of human beings. Excuse me. Demons are spirit beings who have personalities and intelligence. So they want to mingle their personality, which is wicked, into yours and disguise themselves and live in your body until you die. That's what they want to do. But Christians, when I talk like this, some Christians look at me like, what is he talking about? This is in the Bible. People go to church and leave out the devil. Most denominational great nothings, a great nothing is an educated enemy of God. They are called great nothings. An educated enemy of God. And they are on the pulpit with this foolishness and God's moving them. People need to know that demons have a serious effect in people's lives. They can alter your life. They can destroy your life. They can bring sickness upon you. They can dwell within your personality and you not even know it. They are evil, maliciously organized with different levels of ranks and delegated authority under Satan. See Mark, Matthew 4:10 and Ephesians 6:11-12. Demons are the power behind the idol gods, so that the worship of false gods is essential to worship demons. They represent evil in the world. They bring corruptions. Demons can and often do live in bodies of unbelievers. They can go in a body of a believer and an unbeliever. See Mark 5:15, Luke 4:41, and use their voices to talk, to enslave such individuals and influence them toward evil, immorality, and destruction. Here are the scriptures to show you that demons can use you. Let's go to Acts 16:18. Now, this is an unsaved person. Acts 16:18. And it came to pass, Acts 16:16, it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination. Now, this is an unsaved person in the Bible who has a spirit of divination. So demonic spirits can get in saved and unsaved. They prefer saved because the attacks are more pleasant to them because that person is purchased by Christ. We are bought with a price, 1 Corinthians 6:10. We are bought with a price. There's a price we have to pay. Now, if you see this, it says, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Then the same followed Paul and us in Christ, saying, the men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit. He didn't say it to the woman. Notice the Bible says he said to the Spirit. We have to identify the Spirit in the person. You got to identify the Spirit in you. This is why you have to work out your own salvation, Philippians 2, 11 and 12, and tend to your own business, 1 Thessalonians 4, 11, and don't judge nobody, Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, and work out your own salvation. Because you have a lot to do. You have to look at yourself. The Bible is a reflection of yourself. And it shows you who you are in the flesh and who you can be in Christ. And this, when Paul said, he said, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. He got tired of the person. Now, why did Paul cast out a demon of an unspirited person? Because it was grieving to him. It wasn't because he was trying to get the person saved. He wanted the Spirit to stop bothering him. And you can do the same thing within your life, that you need to get the Spirit of God to show you what is affecting you so it can become personal, where you can cast out, where you can renounce, where you can pray against it. If you pray against it, cast out, renounce, ask God to give you grace, believe me, change will come. We all deal with things. And some of us was born with these spirits, and some of us don't even recognize that they're part of your personality, and I'm trying to get you to see that you need to pray. Lord, what is not of me? What is of the devil? What is the demon in me? And he will show you, because they do entangle with your personality. Demons can often do and live in bodies of unbelievers. Let's look at Acts. And use their voices to talk. They enslave such individuals and influence them toward evil, immorality, and destruction. Demons can cause physical illness in human bodies. Matthew 9:32-33. Matthew 12:22. Matthew 17:14-18. Mark 9:20-22. Luke 13:11. 13:16, although not all sickness is described as a result of evil spirits, we must understand and use wisdom for that. See Mark 4:24 and Mark in Luke chapter 5, verse 12 to 13. Those involved in spiritualism and magic and sorcery are dealing with evil spirits. This can easily lead to demonic bondage. We don't want you getting involved with that. Turn to Acts chapter 13, verse 8. Acts 13:8. But Elam, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, speaking to turn away the deputy from the faith, a sorcerer. Sorcery is very dangerous, and lots of Christians are involved with it, and they don't even recognize that they're involved with it, which you are opening up a door to demonic spirit. There's a young lady named Virginia Simmons. You need to get stopped. You just bought a Ouija board. Get rid of it and get it out your house. Stop it. Get rid of it, ma'am. Don't get into that. Christians, please stay away from this stuff. Evil spirits will be especially active in the last days of this age, promoting the occult, immorality, violence, cruelty. They will assault God's word and sound doctrine. They're doing that. I can testify to that, because they don't like sound doctrine. They don't want you to get sound doctrine. Why? That's what's going to set you free. Jesus says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, John 8:32. The truth of what? The ministry of deliverance, the truth of the Holy Spirit, the truth of the word of knowledge, the truth of God's word. This is what the devil don't like. And if he can keep you to think, oh, ain't no demon in me, then why would Jesus say when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man? Why would Jesus use that as an example? Go to Luke 11. Boy, the Lord been having me on deliverance for months. And let's look at this in Luke 11:24. How come pastors don't say this in the church? When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places. Why don't pastors explain that, what it is, to people in churches? You ain't going to find it in the Baptist church. You're definitely going to find it in the Methodist church. You're definitely going to find it at no big prosperity ministry. Prosperity. The money coming out the clouds and coming out the air and out of the airplanes. The money. You ain't going to get it there. Why did Jesus Christ give us an example of what demons can do to a human body? And here's a prime example of it. Luke 11:24. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest. They need to seek rest. When they get into your body, oh, man, there's no condemnation from heaven. And now they can destroy a human body, which is you. Get you angry. Get you so frustrated that you just bawl over. You can't even hear God. Get you to just eat to the point where you can't even eat no more. Keep eating. That's demonic. When you can't contain yourself, you need some help. You need the ministry of deliverance. Notice that the demons is recognized here as he. He, it is no such thing as a female demon. That's a lie. If you have any angels in your house that's female, get rid of them, because you ain't doing them but giving them a doorway to stay there and dry places and sit there and dwell in your home. Get them out your house. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and find none. He said, I will return unto my house. Look at this. My house where I came out. My house. How about you? Why pastors don't tell people that they see your body as a house? Shouldn't that wake you up and say, wait a minute, I don't want nothing in me? But the devil will fool you. He'll lay low in you. And then he'll manifest when it's time to manifest, and then he'll go down. There are times that demons can go in a person, operate, they go down. I've seen demons go all the way down to a toe and curl up. But the spirit can see him. But how is that done? I don't care how it's done. I know I saw it. I don't have time to care about how. When I see it, just believe it. And I saw it. They are very malicious. They want to keep you from knowing who Jesus Christ is. If they can keep you from knowing who he is, and they can keep you from knowing the Holy Ghost, and they can keep you from being teachable to this ministry, boy, if they can keep that away from you, you can't get free from them. Notice he says, and when he come, he findeth it swept and gone. It means that they're going to come back. So demons are persistent. Why are you not so persistent? But they're more persistent to you. This is why they can attack us. And when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he, male spirit, walking through dry places, seeking rest, finding none, he says, I will return unto my house where I came out. And when he came, he found it swept and garnished. Swept and garnished. Swept and garnished. That's somebody going through deliverance, then it went through the thing, and he coming back. Well, you need to know that they're going to come back. Now, if they're still in you, you need to get them out of you. And then when they get out of you, you got to be careful that they don't come back. They can come back, but one demon is commanded not ever to come back to a human body, and that's the deaf, dumb spirit. That spirit, God said, don't ever come in that body no more. He don't want the person to have a deaf, dumb spirit in them. And the reason why is because it blocks people from hearing the word of God. This is a very vicious spirit. Let's look at the spirit. The demonic boy cured in Mark 9:14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, was gladly amazed, and running to him, saluted him, and asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitudes in answer said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which have a dumb, D-U-M-B, a dumb spirit. Now, this spirit stops you from getting revelation. This demonic demon stops you from understanding the word of God. It stops you from getting revelation. It stops you from understanding anything spiritually in the kingdom of God. And this is the only spirit that Jesus said don't ever come back. He did not say that with other demons, but he did say that with this one. I'll show you in the Bible. And whatsoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gasheth with his teeth. These are manifestations of demons are what they do, foaming at the mouth, gashing the teeth, irregular heartbeat. Sometimes I've seen demons' pulses, the person stop, the pulse stop, but the heart's still beating. All that's to get the deliverance minister in fear and stop the deliverance session so they can stay in the body. And whatsoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gasheth with his teeth, and pineth away, and I speak to the disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. Now, why the disciples couldn't cast this particular spirit out? Let's look at it. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long should I be with you? How long should I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit carried him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed and foaming, and asked of his father, how long is it ago since this child into him, to this came into him? So Jesus asked the father, how long has he been going through this? And often it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. Now, this spirit is doing this to a human being, casting them into the fire to destroy him. They are doing you like that. You may not have this type of spirit, but something is in you getting you to do something that you don't want to do. And oftentimes it had cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on him and help us. Watch this. Jesus said unto him, if thou be canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said into tears, Lord, I believe, help me thou my unbelief. Now watch this. When Jesus saw the people come running together, he rebuked the foul spirit. Now that's single, it's going to go plural, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf. See, dumb and deaf. Dumb blocks deaf. Deaf kills. Deaf doesn't give life. These two spirits block revelation. Not the deaf as in dying, but the deaf to be dull from understanding the word of God. I have seen this operating people. I have seen this thing over and over and over. It comes from people who go to churches that don't have no Holy Ghost, come from a watered-down church. Jesus. And we want to thank you for coming here to Dr. Lee Rodman Gunvis. Church of God here. Yeah. Dr. Lieberman, what I just have right now, we're going to have some programs here for leadership conferences. See, that don't do them at bring nothing but demons because it's not attacking the enemy. It's a bunch of foolishness. Thou dumb and deaf spirit, watch this. I charge thee, come out of him. Now watch this. And enter no more into him. Every time Jesus cast out a demon, he never told the one, including the one in Mark chapter 5, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he told the demons to swine to take the 5,000 and go, and then my name is legions, and the Bible said they went into the swine and fell into the sea and killed through the pigs. He didn't say never come back. He just said go. But this one, he said, never enter no more. Now, what is this he's saying, never enter no more? He's talking about the deaf and dumb spirit, or the dumb and deaf spirit, based on Mark chapter 9, verse 25. Why is that important? Spirits work together in combinations. They always work in gangs. One part of your personality is connected to them. The other one's connected to your flesh. So what they try to do is bring confusion within you. This is why you need order. God is the God of order. And that you need the Godhead to dwell in you. Greater than he that is in me, than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Now, God sent his son, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life, John 3:16. We have to have the everlasting life of Christ, the renewed new man. If any man become new in Christ Jesus, we have to be renewed. Now, during the process of being renewed, we got to get these spirits out. But you got to find out what's in you, not what's in Brother Dillmore or Brother Hiplett, but what is in you. Search yourself. Be real with yourself. In his miracles, Jesus often attacked the powers of Satan and the demonic. How come pastors are not doing it? Why pastors don't want to attack the devil? Man, look, I've been under attack all day, since this morning, still trying to get up. Now, the YouTube is in operation with our streaming, but we still don't have the audio running. And this has been attacked all day. I'm used to it. Don't get upset, because if I get upset, I can't hit the Lord. Some of you, the Lord is telling me, have some serious anger issues. Some of you, you have anger issues, you have unforgiveness issues, and it streams way, way back, but you don't see it. because you've got to ask the Lord to show you the root of that demon, Matthew 3:10, the root. When the Lord shows you the root, then you deal with it. Amen. The believer's power, Scripture teaches that no true believer who is indwelled by the Holy Spirit can be demon-possessed. Impossible. He can be oppressed but not possessed. The spirit of demons can never live in the same body. Yes, they can. They can live in the same body, come out, come back in. Demons may, however, influence the thoughts. Yes, influence the thoughts. This is how they attack you. Influence the emotional action of Christians who have not been delivered from old strongholds or who will follow the leading of the Spirit. This is why the Christians are struggling with the demons, and they may not know that it's in them because it's part of their personality. Demons make up part of your personality. Their personalities without bodies. Amen. We want to thank James Gabriel. God bless you. Thank you for coming into our room. God bless you. www.livedeliverance.com. That's our main radio station. Thank you for coming in. We want to thank Brother Paul, who's working the board, who's putting the scriptures in. Thank you, Brother Paul, for doing that. And Brother Paul will be teaching tomorrow. He's going to be bringing the Word of God. It was supposed to be tonight, but I just started teaching. I've been working, and I forgot to call him. I'm so sorry, Brother Paul, but we'll switch that to tomorrow. Now, let's look at this here. This is very, very important that believers hear this. Scriptures teaches that no true believer who is indwelled by the Holy Spirit can be demon-possessed. It's impossible for the Spirit of God to live in you, but they can oppress you. The spirits, however, can influence the thoughts, emotions, actions of Christians who have not been delivered from old strongholds or who fail to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Now, if a person don't have the knowledge of the ministry of deliverance in this revelation, then they think they're fine. This is why some Christians can call us, oh, we don't believe in demons, they're gone. And we have pastors call us, we have his word. We have his written word. Well, in his word, he dealt with demons. Why is it that the church, most churches, don't even deal with the subject? This room needs to be 1,000 people up in here right now, packed. Why? It's not a message that's been given out in the body of Christ. The devil don't want you to know that you got authority over him. He don't want that. He don't want that. Spiritual conflict against Satan involves three aspects: declaring war against Satan according to the word of God, Luke 4:14-19, coming up against every stronghold, attacking and overpowering through prayer, proclamation, through fasting, to destroy the weapons of demonic oppression and temptation that's attacking you through your mind. Right up here. Here he comes, attack here. Then he'll use your eyes, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, and not of the Father, 1 John 2:15. Love not the world. Now, if you're loving the world, you're going to have a whole lot of demons because they're going to come in you. Be careful what you watch on TV. I would tell people, I do exorcisms. I watch movies on exorcisms because I watch and learn. I listen. If they're true stories, I'm asking the Lord, what's fiction, what's not? You got to really ask the Holy Spirit. But for people who are new, don't be jumping and watching the exorcists and having demons to jump in there putting fear in you, because God did not give you the spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:5. Now, this spirit attacks people, and a lot of people don't recognize people who are born with the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear can come in by many ways. If the mother was pregnant and she was fearful that she was going to have a child, let me get the scripture. The Lord just gave it to me. Thank you. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Anything that does not have a sound mind is demonic oppression. Anything that does not have a sound mind is demonic oppression. It has to have a sound. God give you peace. He says, stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, Galatians 5:1. The yoke of bondage is oppression from the devil. And most people who are born again and saved have not understood this ministry of deliverance, has never understood that they got an enemy or there's something in them that got them acting the way they acting that need to get it out. That's not popular in the church. But it should be, because this is what Jesus did when he walked the earth. He hit the ground. He started casting out demons. But I can get many churches. I see churches on TV. I don't hear nothing about Jesus, no demons. I hear nothing. I hear nothing at all, and it shouldn't be like that. Amen. God has given us the authority over these things. God has given us the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And search your heart. Lord, show me. Lord, what is in me? What is in me? Why I'm acting the way I'm acting? Search yourself. And the Lord will definitely show you. If you are sincere, he will definitely show you. Amen. The following are individual steps to be taken. Recognize that we are not in conflict against the flesh. See, we got to recognize that. It's not the flesh. But the demons in you say, oh, it's the flesh. Oh, it's the flesh. Ain't no demon in you. Oh, that's just you. And if they can convince you, oh, they're going to sleep and stay in that body till you're dead. But when you start alert minister, waking up, they don't want, you're saying demons, Jesus of Nazareth, they don't want to hear that. Just the name they don't want to hear. They know Jesus, James 2:9. They say, I know Jesus, but you got to know him. Now, if the devil knows Jesus, you should know Jesus to the point where you know him enough where they cannot attack you and that you can be known by the Lord so that the Lord can show you what's in you. Amen. The Bible says, thou believest that there is one God. Thou dost well. The devil also believe and tremble. James chapter 2, verse 19. He believe and tremble. Now, if he believe and tremble, you need to believe, but you don't have to tremble. Why? Because he called you into his grace. I have chosen you. You have not chosen me. He has given you mercy. He has given you grace, Hebrews 4:16, grace in time of need. He has given you his love. He has given you his justification. You've been justified by him, just as you never sinned. Do you think the devil wants you to know that? No, he don't. He wants you to know about Noah's Ark. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But you need to deal with what's in you. We have to work out our own salvation. And the ministry of deliverance is a powerful ministry that can set you free, and that can set you free from any evil spirits. There's nothing that the Lord Jesus of Nazareth cannot do. About 30 years ago, I was a gangster, and I'm not here to brag upon the gangster life. I was a gangster 30 years ago, an independent gangster, and I began to use cocaine after I got out of the military. 83, I got out of the military in 84. And I began to get on selling cocaine, and I got on it, and the Lord delivered me, but it didn't take overnight. There are things in you that's going to take time, and that it's going to take God's mercy. It's going to take his grace to be patient with you so that you can identify it. If you can't identify it, you can't change, because you got to first recognize that this is in me. So when you search your heart, the Lord will reveal the evil in you. He say, hate that which is evil, Psalms 97:10. I don't like stuff in me. But we all are fallen in nature. We come from a fallen race, our first mother and father, Adam and Eve. Thank God for the second Adam, Jesus, who has completed that mission so we don't have to be like Adam and Eve and inherit their sins. Jesus of Nazareth died out Golgotha, and he died for curses. Curses to he who hanging on a tree. Christ became a curse that you may inherit the blessings of Abraham. You do not have to be oppressed with demonic spirits. You do not have to have them to control your life. You can control them, and you can command them to come out of you through the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless every last one of you. It took me 20-something years to get off that. No, it took me. I was on crack cocaine for 10 years, six years. And I had an experience. I said, Lord, I'm tired. Now, I didn't know the Lord like I know him, but I just cried out on his name. I said, Lord, I'm sleeping with a 40 caliber in my hand, cocaine on the table, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a week. That wasn't nothing to me. So, you know, I have lived that. I'm in the ministry. I'm not in this ministry for profit's sake. I've lived that. I don't have any happiness in it, because if I did, I would still be doing it. But the Lord told me to call on his name and say, Jesus. I said, Jesus, in a shower. White smoke came out my mouth 30 years ago. I'm 60 years of age. I turned 60 June 1st. And guess what? I have been free with crack cocaine. I don't ever want to see that demon. Now, I didn't saw it come across, but I said, here, I seen some guys drop some crack. I said, hey, man, there go your rocks. You lost. Now, you for me? I said, no, I'm by Jesus now, man. And, you know, I done been there. And I'm still getting free from things. We need grace. Because sometimes when a person's trying to show you something, especially in the Lord, God doesn't show you anything unless it's through his word. And his word says you are clean because of my word. We can get free from spirits. We have to identify them. We have to find out what kind is in them. And the Lord know you. He know you. He said, I know your thoughts. And everything in your mind, Ezekiel 11, 4 and 5, he know your thoughts. We need the mind of Christ, Philippians 2, 9, 1 Corinthians 2, 16. We need the mind of Christ to set us free. And we need to search ourselves and search our heart and ask God, Lord, show me what is in me. And fill yourself with the word, because the devil don't like the word. Put Jesus in you. And we're going to close with, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was the beginning with God, and things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness to that light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. He was rejected by his own. You need deliverance from rejection? Come to Christ. And to him who gave him power to come to be the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name, which was born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the word was made flesh. That's Jesus. That is what we need in us. Identify the spirits. If you don't know the spirits, if you don't know what's in you, I guarantee you, you get on your knees tonight and you ask the Lord to show you. Now, if you need to be born again, I don't know if anybody out there that's not saved, you need to accept Jesus of Nazareth as your Lord and Savior. If you're a backslider, we backslide every day and we sin. God is married to the backslider. Ask the Lord Jesus to come in your life. Say, Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I ask that you forgive me for all of my sins, known and unknown. I believe that you are the Son of God, and you rise on the third day and you sit at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me, coming in my life. Your word says in Romans 10:9, that we shall confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord, thou shalt be saved. For there is no name under heaven whereby man can be saved but the name of Jesus. Acts 4:12. The name of Jesus. Acts 4:12. God bless you. Tell someone about Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Brother James Gabriel, God bless you in the YouTube room. We're back up in our YouTube under Emmett Overton. We're back in our YouTube. Go to YouTube, Emmett Overton. And we're working on our website at www.livedeliverance.com, where you can hit the YouTube icon and see me stream. We're working on those technicalities right now. We want to thank you. Please sow a seed to send us something. I never beg. I've been under attack with this. We've lost a lot of members because when we got off air, people that thought I was gone, but I'm still here. We're sending out emails with everybody. Let us know we're back on YouTube at www.livedeliverance.com. We are on now. We're streaming. We won't put any content of nobody's videos on here. Amen. He see my website. God bless, bro. Okay, www.livedeliverance.com. Tell someone about it. Please tell someone about it. And if you want to be a member, we have membership. We have cyber members. You can become a cyber. You're tired of that dead teaching? Come join us. We just ask that you come. Sow a seed. Keep us in the air. We have weekly meetings with you. We carry through deliverance. We have deliverance on every Friday with our members. I want to thank Brother Sammy Osley. I'm going to call him later on. I was supposed to call him earlier. Brother Sammy Osley, God bless you. I want to thank Brother T-Row, Brother Tommy, Sister Tina, Tommy's mother in Finland, Mr. and Mrs. Rodriguez Baker, Sister Durden, who's on my staff. God bless her. Snuggles, Sister Sheila. God bless you so much, Sister Sheila. We thank you for helping us in our blog talk room. I thank Sister Durden for being my assistant for the past 14 years. If you would like to give, please sow a seed to us at www.livedeliverance.com. Go to the lower left-hand corner of our PayPal site on our website. It's a secure website, and sow a seed to keep us on air. God bless you, and we're about to end. Come join us at error code 646-378-1857. Hit option one and come talk to me now. We're going on there now so we can talk, open up the lines, and see what's going on for prayer or anything that you may need. God bless you, and the Lord Jesus of Nazareth loves you. Shalom. Okay, we're about to get ready. Those who are listening to me at livedeliverance.com. All of the live streams have ended. Okay, we got somebody here, another person, Elijah Fire Radio. Amen, man, we're coming in loud and clear. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Okay, about to open up these lines and see what Chaplain Durden talking about over here and go from there. Chaplain Durden, you have the mic.
Good evening to you and all the listeners this evening, my fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord. I really enjoyed the session tonight. I sort of like broke it out into two parts about how the devil attack us through our thoughts, and we must learn how to control our thoughts and compare it to the words. He also talked about what we need to defend ourselves against the attacks of the devil. He mentioned some of the gifts, like he said we need the gifts of wisdom and knowledge, discernment, tongues, interpretation tongues, and healing and so forth. But in a nutshell, what I got out of it too is this. I wrote down what I say: we need to be careful of our thoughts, because all these thoughts that come into our head is not actually ours. We got to monitor our thoughts, check it out. And in other words, also, we must realize that the Word of God needs to we must compare our thoughts with the Word of God. So we got to remember that. So every time we get a thought, we need to judge it as from God. Is it from God? If not, you know, you have a problem with trying to figure out whether what you're saying is properly or what you're doing meets God's word. And finally, I believe we have to do self-assessment and evaluation when it comes to our thoughts, because that's where the devil comes to us. Because you're thinking it, it's not necessarily mean you. So we have to screen our thoughts, and we must compare it with the Word of God. And does it meet Scripture? When you think something, well, I'm going to write this, I'm going to say this, I'm going to preach this, we must stop and say, wait a minute, does it align with the Scripture? Does it in any way contradict the character of God? And if you have a hard time speaking and hearing the Word of God, your thoughts may be tainted and by evil spirits. So watch what you're thinking. Like I said, everything that you think is not necessarily your thoughts. That's how the devil attacks us. That's how he attacks us. And it's our mind don't have anything to do with it. It's our spirit. He speaks to our spirit. He doesn't talk to our brain. He talks to our spirit. So God bless you. And I really enjoyed the session this evening, brother.
Amen. Intermission. We got an intermission before we come back.
Hey people, how you doing? This is Jermaine Edwards and you're listening to Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio with Apostle Overton, and trust me, it's been a blessing. I want you to tell you, people who supported music and loving my music, I want to thank you for even listening. And you know, very, very soon my CDs will be available, and actually you can get my CDs now, and you can call 770-4565-708. Again, 770-4565-708. All my CDs will be available on this website, so just keep it locked. And it's also on iTunes and Amazon and all those different, just all you have to do is go to Google and type in my name, Jermaine Edwards, and you'll see my music. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Tell you about the man that died for me, paid it all when he died on Calvary. Wonder why he would have really loved me. Not only that, he turned around and gave me mercy. I know everybody out there can testify to this. If it wasn't for the love, he wouldn't exist. I want to call his name every minute, every second, every hour. When you're weak and strong, sing Jesus. Jesus, there's power in the name of
Jesus,
there's strength in the name of
Jesus,
there's healing in the name of
Jesus,
oh,
Jesus,
oh, oh.
Jesus,
there's joy in the name of
Jesus,
there's peace in the name of
Jesus,
there's love in the name of
Jesus.
My Jesus Christ, he did it for you and you. But there's a secret that I know my Father cannot do. He makes the flowers bloom, turn morning into noon. He gave our body nerves that we can feel it every move. I know my God's alive, look into the blue sky. It's just a miracle how we survive. But that I know I'll serve you, Lord, till the day I die. Father God, I will forever lift your name on
high.
Power in the name of
Jesus.
Healing in the name of
Jesus.
Deliverance in the name of
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
There's strength in the name of
Jesus.
There's joy in the name of
Jesus.
There's peace in the name of
Jesus.
Just call the name right now in that hospital room. Yeah, just say if you're not gonna make it, but if you just call the name,
Jesus.
He's the healer, he's the doctor, he's the deliverer. Just call the name of Jesus. When you have no money in the pocket, then you call the name. You believe by faith that he will provide, because he's the name of Jireh. Anywhere you are right now, you could be driving in your car. Just know the name. Just know the name of Jesus.
Healing in the name of
Jesus. There's power in the name of
Jesus.
Thank this young man, Brother James Gabriel. God bless you. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Thank you for getting on YouTube, and you was the first one that got back on my YouTube channel. I was previous on YouTube before, and I had 1,223 subscribers, and we had a copyright infringement from Derek Prince Ministries out of New Zealand. They didn't know me. They did not send back their copyright infringement on time back to YouTube. That's where I got taken off the air. It was nothing but the devil, nothing but satanic intervention, but God, through his mercy and grace, got me back on the air. But God bless. God bless everyone. Don't forget to sow a seed to keep us on air. We're going to see you next week, tomorrow. We will be back on air tomorrow at the same time. Shalom to you. God bless.
Jesus. Let my mind be on you, God. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh Lord. Say whatever is true, whatever's true, whatever brings love and unity.